Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The texts are Psalm 84 and John chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's a well-known joke about how to get rid of bats in the church belfry. Confirm them, and then you'll never see them again. Now, how is that funny? It's not to the pastor who's taught and prayed for those confirmands. It's no joke. To the father who's lost his nerve to confront his children and save them. Or to the grandmother who anxiously watches her grandchildren grow up without holy baptism. It's no joke. Now, I don't know if there are bats in the Middle East, but there are birds, the sons of Korah tell us about them. And like our Lord Jesus to his disciples of little faith, Psalm 84 tells us to take a lesson from these birds who, foolish and flighty as they may seem, are smarter than we are. Because they know enough to treasure the temple of God and to be found in it. Birds love the habitation of the Most High and make it their own home also. They know that the walls which echo with the commands and the promises of God, with the sounds of sacrifice and blessing, those walls are the true safe place. That altar and that basin which stand before it, that is the place to lay your young. Dear God, plant this psalm deep into our hearts and the hearts of everyone. Make these words our own, Lord, so that we are no longer embarrassed to long and even faint for the courts of the Lord. For the Lord's house, whether that be the physical temple of old with her holy altar and sacrifices, or the Christian church housed in the name of Jesus and huddled longingly around his word, or that eternal heavenly court that we await. Blessed are those who dwell in this Lord's house. Blessed are those who abide like stubborn bats, or like contented, open-mouthed birds, content in Jesus' word. Because they will know the truth, he says. They will go from strength to strength, since their strength is the Lord of hosts in whom they rest, his anointed, the one whose blood shields from every affliction and bestows favor and honor. Christ's holy word, his blessed sacrament, the humble but reliable promises of holy baptism. These alone are what make disciples. And the design, Jesus says, is that no one would ever fly away from them. Neither would anyone simply check in every so often on the wing or start out life's highway with them, but go off the beaten path. No, abide in my word, Jesus says. with the very same force that he says, abide in me. It would seem that making disciples cannot happen at all if the intention is anything less than that these be disciples for life. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold not our childish, nervous chuckles, but behold our shield, your Christ. And by his mercy, set us free as the temple swallows are free. This Psalm 84 is indeed lovely, but through it, the Holy Spirit would inspire and excite us to believe and to trust, even to the point of longing, fainting after the freeing truth of his word, not simply to visit or to recall or to work for the church, but to dwell and to abide in it for life. The Holy Spirit does this because his task is always to bless us, that is, to make us holy. And I dare say that is how the Holy Spirit will also turn this silly, joking laughter of ours into the lively singing again that it ought to be. Psalm 84 would bring each of us in this church to show in our life and conversation that even 20 minutes abiding in the Word is more important and far better than 1,000 of them elsewhere. We wish never to leave or to get past the strength of Christ. We wish to live in it constantly until we appear at last before him in his eternally new Zion. God, free us from our indifferent and lukewarm joking. Instead, dear Christians, supplicate God with this psalm and press its antiphon on him again and again. Take it as the serious promise that it is. Your Lord of hosts says, blessed are those who dwell in my house. And you know what? They will still be found praising me. So then, let all become birds, hovering close to this altar, the very symbol of Christ, our saving sacrifice, our strength, our shield, and our blessed home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Carl and Karen Cecil, who serve the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.